Welcome back, or welcome to the Credible Teacher Podcast. I'm Mike. In this episode, I share a brief story about me, from my perspective, making a boo-boo at a meeting yesterday, and what I learned from it and how I'm going to move forward with the feedback that I got from myself from the experience. So, yeah, I hope it's beneficial in some way, shape, or form. And again, I thank you so much for being here, and enjoy. Hey, so I wanted to share a brief story about messing up. It's not a big mess up, but I thought it was worth sharing in kind of where my mind went, because I think this is, this is just something that happens as humans, right? And so I was in this meeting virtually yesterday, and it was a leadership meeting. And it was really, I think, one of the first times that I was a part of a meeting with the people that were there, okay? And there was a moment where people were sharing their perspective on the issue, and I had very little background knowledge on the topic. But I was there because it was an opportunity that presented itself. I volunteered to do it, really for numerous reasons, but as a way to get more acclimated, learn more, and, you know, be a part of leadership things, right? And so I shared my perspective, and I stopped, and then I listened. And the more I listened, the more I realized that I know very, very little about the topic that I just shared my perspective on. And so I really, last night, I really beat myself up about what I said. You know, like, if you've ever, I don't know if this is a common experience, but you've ever, this happens in job interviews a lot, I think. I remember you say something and then it's done and all over with, and you sit back and then you replay all these things that you said. It's like, oh, why did I say that? I mean, obviously this is probably in a lot of different situations in life it can happen, but I know job interviews is one of the things that I remember happening. But so I'm replaying, like, well, why did you say that? How silly, how dumb, you know, like, how ignorant, or, you know. So I'm just replaying what I said. I'm like, oh my gosh. Then I think about what did other people think about me? What do they think? I'm an idiot now, or, you know, how do they perceive me as a result of what I just said? Is it too late? Are they gonna remember what I said? And that, by the way, I didn't say anything like totally outlandish. It wasn't crazy. I don't think. But here I am just perseverating on what I said, and then how the people in the meeting are going to perceive me based on what I said, right? So I'm beating myself up, and I thought about it, and the reason why I'm sharing this with you is because I think this might be a common experience, and what the decision I made eventually is that I can either allow what I said to be what people remember about me from that meeting, which might not. And this is the other thing, quickly, is that many times I have found, who am I to think that people actually care what I have to say? I've shared this with the podcast a lot, but like in this meeting where there's, you know, 20 to, you know, 15 to 25 people, do people really care what I have to say? You know, like, who am I to think that my little 35 second share of my perspective, what makes me think that is something that anybody on this committee is actually thinking about last night or this morning or today, right? Like it's silly, right? At least this is what's going through my head, right? So I'm thinking about that. And then I think, which I was just getting to, then I think about, okay, well, if I want to do anything about this, or if I want to change the perception, what can I do about it, right? Like, the choice, either I can let it be what it is, and if somebody has a perspective of me, I can let it be, or I can prepare for the upcoming meeting with the same people efficiently or effectively so that I share something that is value, or just sit back and listen. And I guess this is the big takeaway for me in this experience. And while I'm thinking about what my role is preparing for the next meeting and thinking about what I can do to be valuable and what my role is and what I've been asked to do, okay? But outside of that, the big takeaway for me is that I just got to sit back and listen, you know? Like, part of one of the things that it's really been mind-blowing, not really mind-blowing, but it's a perspective that I got from Sadhguru, which is a yogi from India that I've been following for years now. And in one of the things I saw, he mentioned that the amount of the amount of things that we don't know is infinite compared to what we do know/understand. And I remember being just like blown away by that and really thinking about that for a decent amount of time. We know it's even hard for me to say it. The amount of information that we don't know is, you know, like, far outweighs what we actually do know. You know, the amount of information that is available to learn. I once heard, you know, the amount of information every year is multiplied 10 or 100 or some crazy amount of times through, obviously, technology, internet searches. You know, the amount of information available for humans is increasing every moment, really. And so one of the things that Sadhguru shares is that if we are to understand more about life and what's going on and how we fit into this whole world, one of the first things we can do is realize how little we really know. And I was reminded of that after this meeting yesterday, is that sometimes, and I'm starting to believe it's a lot more, you know, and I know this is the thing, you know these kind of things, but to practice them is a whole different thing. And so listening and learning and sitting back and taking information in and perspectives in is something that I really want to work on. And if I do that, then I'll be able to actually be more beneficial down the road when things come up. And I was just reminded of that, and I wanted to share that with you. So I hope that's beneficial to you in some way, shape, or form. It's just, man, I was really beating myself up yesterday about it, and then I realized that I can take something from the situation, right? Like I can sit here and let it fester and let it, you know, allow myself to have this negative self-talk about what I didn't do or what I did wrong. But eventually I can take and use this experience as feedback to then make different choices down the road. And so if this has happened to you, which, you know, we're human, so this is going to happen. But if this is happening to you, I urge you to not beat yourself up too much about it, you know, and just chalk it up as a learning experience and move on, because that's what I'm trying to do. So hope you're doing well. Take care of yourself. Thanks for being here. I appreciate you taking the time out to listen to the podcast. And if you find this beneficial to you, share with somebody else that might also find it beneficial. Thanks so much. Take care.